Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus, who is the Christ. Amen. Actually, what Terry read in the second reading was St. Paul was saying that all these titles he had, all these degrees he had, were the word was rubbish. But in the Greek, it's really a slang word for poo-poo. But they censored it in the Bible. So it was like, you know. But Paul feels that strongly about Jesus. I think we do too. We wouldn't be here today. So let's pay attention to this gospel reading. Notice what's happening, the context, what's happening here. Jesus is being really verbally attacked by the Pharisees because they kept going back and forth. But the Pharisees brought in the big guns, not the priests, the chief priests. So now the higher echelons of the Jewish hierarchy, we're getting to know more about this Jesus, and we're concerned about this Jesus. So Jesus, how's he react to this threat to him? As he always does, he tells a story, he tells a parable. And it's a very strange parable, isn't it? I mean, you think about it. A landowner, he was successful, he had this land, he grew this vineyard, he even dug a wine press. It was so big that he put a fence around it, and he had watchtowers to watch for predators and wild animals. And it got so big that he got tenants, people to care for it for him, and he went to another country. So this guy was very, very affluent, and he very successful. And so he made a contract with the tenants that they would keep some of the produce they could live, but give him the produce that was his. And they agreed. But then when the time came for the collection, he sends his servants to go, and they beat up one, they stone one, they kill one. Then he sends more servants later. He said, okay. And they do the same thing. And finally, he says, well, then I'll send my son. Certainly, they will listen to him. When he wants to share the produce, they will respect him, he thinks. But they're in the watchtower, these tenants, and they see, oh, the son's coming. Ah, let's kill him and get his inheritance. So the son comes, they beat him up, they take him outside the vineyard, and they kill him. This is strange. What's Jesus trying to do? What's he trying to tell these chief priests and these Pharisees? Doesn't this parable seem ridiculous? It seems stupid. To think this tenants would act that way in the first place. But it isn't so crazy as you might seem. Because in first century Palestine, if the owner of the vineyard dies and doesn't have an heir to inherit the vineyard, then the tenants get the land. They get the inheritance. They get everything there. So the tenants murdered the heir. They expected now that the land was theirs. Mine, ours. We work the land. He's not even here. We do all the work. Now it's ours. You see, Jesus tells a story today that turns everything upside down. Because the original listeners to this would be rooting for the tenants, right? It's the rich guys that take advantage of us, but the tenants they root for. But in this parable, Jesus turns it upside down. It's the tenants who are the bad guys, and the rich landowner is the good guy. And now, here's where the rubber hits the road. Jesus isn't talking just to the religious leaders of his day. Guess who else he's talking to? You and me. He's talking to us. You know, the tenant's problem is also our problem. The problem is that we confuse our backyard with God's vineyard. We think it's ours. You know, I mow the lawn. I put on the fertilizer. I weed. I trim. It's mine. I own it. I paid for it. This is what my thing is. It's my money. It's my church. It's my talents. It's my family. It's my country. I've worked hard. I've earned it. It's all mine. You know, this rugged individualism can be helpful in our country, especially when the settlers moved west. It helped, but taken to an extreme, this individualism can be very dangerous. I know Joan and I, we live in a condo. Homeowners. Yeah, where everybody shares. Like, the inside we have to pay for, but the outside, the roof, the grass, the trimming, we have a common fund we put into it. Like, if the snow's over 3 inches, they'll come and shovel it. And so we have, but some of the homes are old enough that they started getting leaks in the roof. So we had a meeting to say, well, you know, we need to have the roofs fixed. Well, that's expensive. Right. And some people say, well, my roof's not leaking, but they will eventually. So we had a meeting, and boy, you can really see interesting emotions from people when it gets into money, right? Well, long story short, we voted, but see, that the idea is it's all of our roofs. It's all of our property. We share the homeowners association. What Jesus is teaching today is that it doesn't belong to you and me ultimately. This is our Father's vineyard. This is our Father's world. This is God's. It belongs to God. You and I belong to God. It's by God's beautiful grace that we woke up this morning. It's by God's beautiful grace that we're born. It's by God's beautiful grace we live day to day. It's by God's beautiful grace that when we die, we'll have eternal life. It's by God's grace. And so when we work, God's working through us, and we work to His glory for others, to help them too. Just like what Terry talked about in her God sighting. People want to just help, to do the good thing because it's the right thing to do. That's what the parable says about me and you and about us. You know, God works through us. This sermon, if you get anything out of it, it's God working through me. If you don't get anything out of it, it's my fault, okay? It's God's working through you. That's why you're here today. God's working through you. Jesus wants to adjust our perspective, okay? Because this is countercultural, very countercultural, what I'm telling you today. I mean, our society wants us to believe that it's ours. Did you ever see that movie with Michael Douglas in it a few years ago? It was called Wall Street, remember? And what he said? Greed is good. Or if you ever saw The Wolf of Wall Street, that's kind of gross, but it the same thing. Or if you watch on HBO, The Succession. You know, I want what I want. And if I can use you to get it, I will. I want all I can get. And this means it's mine. I'll take it from me. It's mine. And nobody better mess with my backyard because it's my backyard and it belongs to me. And he who dies with the most stuff wins. But Jesus says, no. No. You're not a big shot because you have a Taylor Swift outfit, you know, or what the fashion needs to be from today, which will change 6 months from now. If you have a bigger car than somebody else, no. I mean, it's nice to have those things, but those things that we see as ours are really God's vineyard, God's gift to us, His grace to us. Jesus says in the parable that we too will be held accountable for the way we use our time, our energy, our gifts. What we do with our money? Are we using it to the greater glory of God? Or are we just for me, my, and mine? Huh? How do we do about it? What do we do about climate change? Huh? What do we do about global warming? How do you vote? How do we deal with people who have different skin colors than us, who have different sexual orientations than we do, that have different political views than we do. It's all God's. They're all God's people. This is God's world. How are we handling it? Are we going to make it something beautiful for our children and grandchildren? Or are we going to make it some dirty ashtray with pollution and glaciers melting and people getting flooded and hurt with tsunamis and tornadoes and storms that have never been seen before and more frequently than before? How are we going to deal with this? You know, the Bible tells us we are our brother's keeper. I'm responsible for you. You're responsible for me. We're responsible for each other. And we are Mother Earth's keeper. This world needs our care, our love, our awareness, our consciousness. Whether that tending of our earth be our property or the planet itself, we are finally accountable to the owner for its use. We're accountable to God, and we'll have to answer for that. And when we try to do it our way instead of God's way, the world gets warmer, and tornadoes and hurricanes get fiercer, and people hate each other, and they say they're losers, and they go to war against each other, and they kill each other. God wants us to do it not our way, like Frank Sinatra would sing, do it my way, but do it God's way. Do you know the biblical word for tending God's vineyard? Stewardship. Stewardship is taking care of something that's not ours, but is given to us by grace, something that we can be thankful for and to use it to His glory and for the help of others. We are stewards of God's gifts. God puts us in the garden, just like He put Adam and Eve in the garden to care for this world. And it belongs to our responsibility. We belong to God. Just as the hymn says that we're about to sing, we give thee but thine own. Whatever that gift may be, all that we have is thine alone, a trust, O God, from thee. In the peace of God that passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.